A suicide bomber killed 14 police recruits and two policemen in northern Iraq yesterday, and a U.S.-backed neighborhood patrol in Tikrit killed at least 12 gunmen who tried to ambush them. The United States military announced that 4,000 soldiers, the fourth of five extra brigades sent to Iraq last year to help curb violence, would return home next month. The five so-called surge brigades have been credited with helping to improve security in Iraq and pulling the country back from the brink of sectarian civil war. Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki highlighted those successes yesterday at a conference in Stockholm, where he basked in praise from international leaders lauding Iraq's economic and political development 5 years after the U.S.-led invasion. Meanwhile, the life of Christians in the country is still seen as precarious. The primate of the Armenian Apostolic Church in Iraq, Archbishop Avak Asadourian, told us Christian communities are being torn apart by violence.
If we do not reestablish security, all Iraqis, whoever are able to, they are leaving the country. So we need to reestablish security in order for our sons and daughters from all the different sectors of the Iraqi society will return to develop their country. Christians, of course, among them. There is an migration or forced migration of Christians and other people, other religious denominations, be they Muslim or Faiz or Shebek. All these are different groups which have lived in Iraq for time immemorial. They are leaving the country for fear of their lives, which is a, you know, understandable thing. So we need to reestablish security in order for these people to return and be take care of their country. Christians, so I'm saying there is forced migration outside of Iraq and inside of Iraq.